بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had discussed the incidents of Nabi Nuh and Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. And today we will commence the discussion regarding Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, who was sent to the people of Thamud, and this was a very famous nation, who were also located in the Arabian Peninsula, in what is in modern day known as Madainu Salih, the towns or the cities of the people of Salih, and in those days was known as the area of Al-Hijr, which is located towards the northwestern side of Arabia, not too far away from the Jordanian border. So this was a very strong and powerful nation. Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them to invite them to worship one Allah. They were idol worshippers. And as he persisted in his da'wat, inviting them to the worship of one Allah, and they continued to reject him, on one occasion his people requested from him that if you can bring some miracle, some sign, some proof that shows that you are the messenger of Allah, then we will believe in you, we will give up our idol worship, and we will accept whatever it is that you are calling us towards. And they thereafter demanded from him a very specific sign, specific miracle, and they said to him that, why don't you produce for us a pregnant camel, but you must bring this camel forth from the rock, from a boulder, and we will specify and identify a particular rock, and you must now bring forth this camel from here. So they, in their minds, they thought that this is going to be something impossible, he will never be able to do this. Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah, and he asked Allah to allow him to perform this miracle. Allah allowed him to do this, and he then brought forth this camel from that rock. And when this was done, a few of them realized that he was the true Nabi of Allah. They brought iman upon him, but the majority of them still continued to reject, to deny, and they continued to mock at him, taunt him, and reject his message completely. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا, that we sent to the people of Thamud, their brother Salih. قَالَ, he said to them, يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ, O my people, worship Allah, there is no deity for you besides Him. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, and then he says to them that indeed a clear sign has come to you from your Rabb. هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ, this is the she camel that has been sent by Allah. لَكُمْ آيَةً, it is a sign, a clear sign for you. فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ, so do not interfere with it, leave it to graze in the land of Allah. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ, do not harm it in any way. فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, lest a painful punishment comes to you. So after this camel was now brought forth, they were commanded to leave it, allow it to graze. And then he reminds them of Allah's favors upon them. وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عَادٍ, that remember when Allah made you successors in the land after the people of Aad. وَبَوَّأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and He established you in the earth. تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْ سُهُولِهَا قُصُورًا وَتَنْحِتُونَ الْجِبَالَ بُيُوتًا, and He alludes to this favor of Allah, that Allah had given them such ability, such strength, that you are able to construct homes, or rather palaces, upon the plains of earth and land that Allah has given to you. And you are able to carve out homes from the mountains. So Allah had given them this ability. فَذْكُرُوا أَلَىٰ اللَّهِ, He then says to them that remember, think of the favors of Allah, of the bounties of Allah upon you. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ, and do not cause mischief in the land. In other words, do not break the commands of Allah. Do not associate partners with Allah. So he invites his people to the worship of one Allah. قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ, the leaders who were the arrogant ones from his people then addressed, who did they address? لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا لِمَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ, they addressed the downtrodden ones, those who had iman, those who had believed in Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, were the lower class, the lower rung of society. So the leaders, those on top, they were powerful, they were wealthy, but they were also arrogant. So they addressed these believers and say, أَتَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ صَالِحًا مُرْسَلٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ, do you think that Salih has been sent from his Rabb? In other words, that he is a Nabi, he is a messenger. قَالُوا, so these believers, these poor people, these downtrodden people said, إِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلَ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ, We believe in whatever it is that he has been sent with. قال الذين استكبروا, the arrogant ones then respond to them and say, إِنَّا بِالَّذِي آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ, that listen, we disbelieve in that which you believe in. You want to bring iman, but you are the lower rung of society. It is not becoming of us to do the same thing as you. So if you have iman, we bring kufr in this. We disbelieve in it. And then, to show their transgression, to show their disbelief, they now turn towards this naqa, this she-camel, and they slaughter it, they kill it. فَعَقَرُ النَّاقَ. So Allah says they hamstrung the camel. And a very lengthy incident discussing what led up to the killing of this camel. It is mentioned that they were now tired of Nabi Salih and his invitation towards one Allah. And together with this, there was a specific or a particular well within that town. And Allah's command was that on one day you should allow this camel to drink from the well. And on the other day, all of the town's people will be allowed to drink from there. So on the day that it is the camel's turn, nobody will be allowed to draw water. And on the next day, and then all of you are free to take as much as you want. So this continued for some time. One day the camel would drink, and the next day the people would then be allowed to draw water. So they became greedy, they wanted more. And because of this, they intended to now kill this camel. And Quran elsewhere mentions, وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهْطٍ. There was a group of 9 people who were the instigators behind this. And they then went and took consent from every single person in the town. That do you agree that we will now kill this camel, get rid of it, get rid of Salih, and in this way we can continue leading our lives and doing as we please. So they all agreed. So these people now went and hamstrung this camel. In other words, they struck its legs and in this way disabled it, and they thereafter went forward and slaughtered this animal. وَعَتَوْا عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ, they defied the command of their Rabb. وَقَالُوا, and they said, يَا صَالِحْ, O Salih, ائْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, that if you claim to be a messenger, then bring to us whatever you promise. That punishment now that you say will come to us because we have interfered with this animal, bring it to us. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَ, Allah says the quake seized them. There was a tremor, a quake, and this was the punishment Allah caused for this particular nation. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. Look at the imagery that Quran creates. Allah says, by morning, they lay within their own homes completely lifeless, motionless. Where the day before there was hustle and bustle, movement, these people were standing tall, and they had pride, haughtiness, arrogance. It just took one night or one day, and there was completely, there was absolutely no movement. They lay motionless, lifeless. Every single one of them had now been destroyed. فَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ صَالِحَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ, turned away from them. وَقَالَ, and he then addresses them and says, يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي, O my people, I had conveyed to you the message of my Rabb. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ, I was a well-wisher to you. I advised you very sincerely. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ, but you did not like those who were sincere and those who were well-wishers to you. You wanted to continue your idol worship, your shirk, and this is now the end result and the destruction that came to the people of Thamud, the people of Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil.